all right, what the hell is going on? This is thrash metal. Well, I already started to get really goddamn sick about all the copy bands, all the people wanting to play 90s black metal or whatever they call it, like second wave, what have you. So a lot of those years, like 92, 93, 94, and, you know, well, since the mid-80s, I also listened to thrash. Thrash was always my main style, although I never wanted to play that a lot. Here, though, I just made an all-out thrash metal track, just to make a point. Ah! This is a good destruction type of, you know, Infernal Overkill style riff. The drumming on this song, you can hear why I never play or never wanted to play thrash metal. I can't play thrash metal drums for shit. I'm really bad at it. I can make pretty good thrash metal riffs, but I can't play drums to it. The song's called Blasphemer. Must be a nod to both Sodom and, you know, Rune from Aura Noir and Mayhem as well. Probably not to him, I don't know. Could be. At least it's a nod to Sodom. Another reason I used to slag off the Total Death album is I think the mix on the album, we had two separate mixes, and the one I liked, it was voted down by Satyr and Nocturno Culto, so they chose this version. I had one where the bass drums were sort of crushing the whole sound a little bit more, but that didn't pull through, as I wanted a sound that was a little bit, or a mix that were closer to maybe Slaughter's Stepado album or something. More thrash metal. Who the hell started this kind of riff? Maybe it was like Slayer on Hell Awaits or something? I don't know where I got this from. I'm probably just making thrash, you know? Maybe we should have more, you know, thrash metal vocals on this one. So what it really sounds like when thrash metal has, you know, those kind of riffs like Infernal Overkill styles and Destruction kind of style riff, old, and then these vocals, this just makes this a black thrash song. Although when I made it, I probably was thinking like, hey, I'm going all out thrash here. But it certainly ain't no Testament sound. Also, you can hear I'm struggling a little bit when it comes to playing the guitar parts really tight. But that doesn't really matter. It's the less tight, the better in this style. I mean, listen to the Necrodeath Shining Pentagram demo. It's fantastic. It's supposed to, you know, not be tight. The less tight, the better. Listen to Obsessed by Cruelty by Sodom. It's a fantastic album. It ain't tight at all. Tight kind of takes a lot of the atmosphere out of this.